The crapophone. Everyone plug in and gather around the crapophone. Yeah. Oh, hello and welcome back to the 3 Minutes 16 show. Short podcasts for your short life. My name is Zeke and we said goodbye to Graham. And so it is time to put aside weeks of speculation. A lot of you left guesses in the comments as to who the new co-host might be. A lot of you suggested my wife. I can confirm that it's not my wife, because that would be mental. And the rest of you, or a large portion of you, suggested Gameplay Jenny. And I'm delighted to confirm that it is. Gameplay Jenny, our new co-host, how is it going?
Hello, it's good. It's good.
Good. Oh, and I've got to say, happy 5,000th birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, 5,000 years on YouTube, that's one hell of an achievement.
I know, it's incredible, isn't it? The sheer volume of internet traffic taken to get there, it's just...
No, it was fantastic. It really is good. Gameplay Jenny, for those of you listening, is one of my favourite YouTubers. She's the queen of gaming and of food and of giveaways. So if you're not already listening on the site, head on over to the316.podbean.com and all of her links and the show notes and other fun stuff will all be on the site. I've also, Jenny, fixed all the subscription links so that you get notifications
for
when there's a new episode out, which is something that people have been requesting for a while. Anyway, so Gameplay Jenny. Jenny. Podcast Jenny.
Oh, yeah. Podcast Jenny. I like it.
Yeah. Is a Gameplay Jenny still a Gameplay Jenny if she falls in the woods and there's no gameplay?
Moving on.
Moving on. You've listened to the show before, right?
No. What show?
Fine, okay, I'll bring you and the listeners up to speed with a quick recap. So the idea of the show, I figured out, looking at my own YouTube analytics, that the average time span anyone looks at stuff on the internet before their attention span gives out is 3 minutes and 16 seconds. So, Jen, to appease the ADHD minds of the internet, that's what we're going to do. Leave a comment with your topic suggestion anywhere, we'll find it, and then we'll hit the buzzer and discuss them.
Do I need a buzzer?
I've got mine, because I'm a professional. Did you bring yours?
I didn't buy a buzzer.
Oh, would you look at that, the new co-host freeloading off my buzzer.
Nobody even told me there'd be a show. I don't even know why I'm here.
Podcast Jenny. I am rescinding that title. You're just Jenny until you earn the podcast bit.
Challenge accepted.
Good. This one is from long-term listener, your friend and mine, Timo Warner. He wants us to settle a debate between him and his friend. So here we go. In 3 minutes and 16 seconds. Truly offensive jokes. Are they inherently not funny?
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I heard that apparently the reason why we find something humorous is because it doesn't meet our expectations. It's unusual. And it's your brain's slightly odd emotional reaction to something that it can't quite deal with.
Oh, that is absolutely true. Yeah, I completely subscribe
to that. If something's unusual and something's not quite what you expect, then yeah, potentially you might find an incredibly offensive joke funny.
Yeah, and shock will elicit that response very efficiently, won't it?
It's the kind of laughing at a funeral theory.
Absolutely. Jenny, how many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh?
I don't know, Zeke. How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh?
10. 10 tickles.
Yeah, that is offensive. I put that in the offensive bin.
I've triggered Jenny in the first ever episode. Right, look, so here's the thing. Salman Rushdie, okay, he said something along the lines of nobody's got the right not to be offended. So, or you know, the right to offend is far more important than any right not to be offended. So...
That's a very Voltaire way of looking at things, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very Voltaire, I guess.
For anybody who doesn't know what that means...
Get more educated.
He said that I may not agree with what you... say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it.
Absolutely, yeah, I agree, because you come across stuff that offends you in life. You'll live, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, you're offended, so what? You can go into a bookstore and find loads of books that are offensive. Just don't read
them. Can you? Where are they?
Yeah, oh, they're in the offensive section, right next to sci-fi and crime. Yeah, just don't read them if they offend you. Or, here's an idea, do read them. Challenge yourself. There's an idea for you. You don't burn the bookstore down.
Do you not?
That's the difference between... Well, I don't know about you, I don't want to speak for both of us, but that's the difference between being a civilised, mature adult and ISIS. You know what I mean?
That is true. I think there is a certain limit to that. I think that... And this isn't a debate about censorship, because that would be going completely off the point. But I think that there is perhaps a responsibility at a point to sort of call people out on things.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
But, yeah. I mean, I've not heard anything terribly offensive for some considerable time because I keep myself away from things that offend me. But...
I wonder if... You can craft a joke so offensive that it kills someone on Twitter.
Oh my god, let's do it. No, seriously.
Oh, we can try.
That would be an amazing show.
All right. What's the difference between Donald Trump, right?
Good, yep, good.
And an aborted fetus?
I don't know. What is the difference between Donald Trump and an aborted fetus?
Oh, we're out of time.